Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go to our website. You can check out AsaRx.com. Here we help you live your potential and become the best version of you. That's what we want to see. So remember, no matter what your purpose is in life, whatever your calling is, whatever your gifts are, whatever you do for your living, whatever you have with your family and the time you have with your family, remember, being the best version of you is what you want for everyone, to make someone better every time you're with them, to make life better for everyone that you come in contact with. So we want to help you and give you the tools to be the best version of you. That is the ultimate key. So give us a call. We'll make you part of the show. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones and get with Frank. Hi, Frank.
My issue is that I can't seem to gain weight. I'm about 126 pounds at 5'6". I have had some blood disorder work done, but I've been trying to put weight on, and I can't do anything to seem to get weight on. No matter what I do, it just doesn't work. So if you have an answer for me, that'd be great.
Well, a couple things on that. I'll tell you, I struggled with that myself when I was younger. And if anybody knows how to put on weight, I do. So I started out, and I wanted to play football. I've got a whole story. I tell the story in my book, which we'll send you for free. We'll send you the book for free. We've got a thing going right now where we do that. And if you just go online, go to myfreehealthbook.com, and then we'll send you a copy of the book, and you just cover the shipping. It's a little small fee for the shipping and handling. And we'll send you the book. But to get back to your question, so I was a really skinny kid. I was right at a little over 6 foot as a junior in high school. I was weighing about 125 pounds. So I was a rail. I wanted to play football. And so I knew that, I wanted to play football, but I didn't really have the size for it. And I started studying exercise and working out. Matter of fact, one of my good friends kind of showed it to me and said, hey, if you start lifting weights like this, kind of like more of a bodybuilding style and powerlifting style, you can really put on weight on your frame. Got to eat like crazy, right? And so I did, and I put on like 30 pounds in over a summer, and it was amazing. I mean, it transformed everything. I mean, I went on to play football my senior year and getting an MVP portion of the team is pretty amazing. Had a great year, but the confidence it built in me was pretty amazing too. So because I knew, and it was really one of the first times, even as a physician now, with three different doctorates in it. I mean, I really learned at that point in time that food changes the body, that external stimulus, what we do with our own two hands, whether it's putting the right food in our body or lifting weights or exercising or running or whatever it takes, like our ability to do things will literally change our body. And I understood that concept then at a very early age because I saw it happen to me. So it can happen for the good or for the bad. So gaining weight comes down to some basic principles. If you've got a smaller body frame, and don't think because you're, of course, at 17, you've got more hormones than you do at 50, okay? So there's no doubt about that. We understand that. But the cool thing is that when you're at a point right now where you got to keep the basics. And that is, I would say at least 4 days a week, you're going to have to lift weights and get someone to teach you the proper way to lift, because form is important. You don't want to get injured, because you're going to have to lift heavy weight for some, I mean, I want to say heavy, I say reps between about six to eight, and then other times you're going to want to do reps, the repetitions, between about 10 to 12. So you want to build strength, but you want to build muscle size, which is what we call hypertrophy. And there's different ways of training. That's why somebody skilled, like a personal trainer, is going to be a good asset to you. And you do want to hire someone. You don't want to just read some bodybuilding magazine and hope for the best and shoot for the best. Go get some gym membership and just... You want to get somebody to help you. They don't have to do it for like a month. And then you can kind of work off of that and get your routine down. But that's important for gaining weight. Okay, time in the gym, you're going to have to put the time in. And then you're eating. Okay, there's a whole strategy with eating. Calories that you put in your body, there's a formula for that. And our providers can help you. If you need, we don't do blind nutrition. We do provider-guided, personalized nutrition. So we've got providers, physicians, doctors that will help you put a game plan together of what your body actually needs. Because there's a certain amount of calories you're going to need for your metabolism, for your age, for your activity level. See, all of that, all those factors are very important, and that will be the indicating factor, because food is your medicine in this case. So you're going to need the right amount of food to create that change in the body. That's just going to be essential. So the amount of protein you take in, the amount of calories, amount of fat, amount of carbs, all that's important. Okay, that's going to be your key. And I'll promise you, make a journal of everything you eat. If you showed me that journal and you say to me, I eat so much food, I eat all the time, I'm like about to throw up, I eat so much food, I could probably tell you to gain weight, I'm going to look at that and I go, okay, you're going to have to double your food intake. You're going to be like, what? There's no way I can do that. And I'll be like, yeah, you're going to have to. I work with athletes all the time. And the ones that want to gain weight, I mean, you have no idea the amount of calories that I ate to gain weight. And I've gained in my lifetime, since I started training, I've gained over 170 pounds of muscle on my frame. Now, I didn't keep all that. I came back down, and I'm hanging at about 240 right now, lean. But I got all the way up to 300 at one time. I was a big dude, and I ate a lot. I mean, the amount of food it took to get there was a lot. So it can be done. You can change your body. It really can. You can totally shift your entire body. And I don't care what age you are. Whatever your goals are, you can hit your goals. But it's about having the right strategy, and it's about maximizing your hormones. It's about eating the right kind of foods to create the right response in the body. There's a whole science to it, okay? But let us know if we can help. Keep us posted. Our providers are always there to help any way that we can. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, I want to encourage you to do that. If you miss something on the show, it's one of the best ways to actually see it or hear it, rather. You can watch it on YouTube. We do post it there. But if you want to go subscribe to the podcast, great way to catch and download the show and make it a part of everything that you do. Because, again, if you miss it, can't write it down, it's a great way to go. So Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeart, it's on all the outlets. Check it out. It's called the Asa RX Experience. Coming up, I've got more questions about your health. Plus, I want to talk about cardiovascular health. There's some new tips that I think are really important for all of us to understand. So we'll jump into that in just a moment. And don't forget my free book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com and you can pick up a free copy. We send it to you for free. You just got to cover the shipping. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at mchicknetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get what? It can get well. You can do it. So let's jump in and talk about a couple things. First, go to our website. If you want to check anything out, asarx.com. Heart palpitations. So you've heard about them, but what if somebody gets them? Heart palpitations can be a little scary. But the question is it AFib, atrial fibrillation, or is it truly a panic attack? So if your heart starts racing, your mind might too. And the question is it a panic attack, or is it a heart issue? The irregular heartbeat, known as atrial fibrillation or AFib, is a physical disorder. It shares some symptoms with panic attack, which is an emotional issue. And there's a study done at Intermountain Medical Center in Salt Lake City. They said that the pounding in your chest, difficulty breathing, and the chest pain or discomfort are typical panic attack symptoms, but they can overlap with AFib. Sudden onset, too, out of nowhere, is also a big indicator. So is it the AFib or is it a panic attack? Well, a single panic attack can last a few minutes to an hour, and it's a type of arrhythmia called a supraventricular tachycardia, or SVT, can make your heart beat as much as 150 to 250 times a minute. And this is a heart arrhythmia, most likely to be mistaken for a panic attack. So an episode of an SVT can last 5 seconds or until your doctor does something to stop it. So one difference with AFib, though, is that your irregular heartbeat symptoms start and stop suddenly. And with a panic attack, your heart rate slowly returns to normal. Another difference is that your heartbeat in atrial fibrillation is totally erratic. So you could have two or three beats super fast and two or three slower and then two or three fast. So it kind of goes up, down, and irregular in that pattern. There's no pattern to it for the most part. And they did a study also in San Diego, and they were looking at evidence-based treatment solutions for getting remission. And they're having a sense that basically the panic attack was overriding the AFib. Well, medical history always gives us clues in this. They say age really matters. It's a big one. So the age can be a huge factor. Younger women are more likely to have a tachycardia, which is the heart condition that's mistaken for a panic attack. And this is the reason that SVT, or the tachycardia, often manifests itself at a younger age, your teenage years, like your 20s and 30s, and is more common in women. But they said, who is a physician, said in this, they look at a young, healthy woman and think she can't be having a heart issue. It's got to be some kind of anxiety disorder. That's the kind of the standard thought. But atrial fibrillation typically shows up later in life when people are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. One thing is you want to see your doctor, and I'm huge on this. Like, I love that all of you call the show here, email us, do everything on social media, and say, hey, what is this? And we are your second, or your third, fourth, and fifth opinion, I like to say. But you got to go to your primary, and you got to make sure that your doctors are in the know of what's going on. We can give you a thought and some solutions, but you always want to get that checked because you have to get lab work done. You got to get tests done. You got to know. It's not a guessing game. That's one thing medicine never needs to be. Health never needs to be as a guessing game. It needs to be solid. It needs to be predictable, and it needs to be definite. It doesn't need to be left of the guessing game. That's why I don't like blind nutrition. I don't like just taking something because you're supposed to take it. The only thing I'm good with is the foundational four. Like even vitamin D, you need to get a blood test done to see where your levels are. Don't just take vitamin D. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, and if it does get too high, it can get toxic. Right? So we need to know where we are. So blind nutrition is like, it's old school. It's like who does that? Right? Like smoking, who does that? Like who goes to a video store anymore? They don't even have them anymore. Right? Like, who does that? Pretty soon Redbox is going to be like that. Like, who would go and get a disc out of a box when everything streams? So it's the same thing with this. Like, blind nutrition is over. and being strategic about what you put in your body, having labs done, knowing exactly what your body chemistry is, that's the key. That's what you want to do. And for something like AFib, I mean, if you do neurotransmitter testing and you figure out exactly what's going on with the person's brain, you can figure out if it's an anxiety panic attack or if it really is AFib. Because all you have to do is run the test, and run the test, you can see it. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to ACERx. Go to ACERx.com. Let's get on the phone with Alexander.
My daughter suffers from psoriasis. What's the best foods to consume or supplements, and foods or supplements to avoid?
Yeah, so psoriasis has got several different thoughts behind it. One is that we know for sure, well, two, most people that have any kind of skin condition, for the most part, have a vitamin D deficiency. So your daughter, I would get a blood test done with one of the providers, and in that, have someone run the test and figure out if, you know, what her numbers are. And remember, the scale goes to 100, and the normal limit could be 60, and any doctor would say, well, yeah, 60 is great. But if they're dealing with psoriasis and has 60, then 60 may be low for her body, and 80 might be a better number. And as long as you're staying in the range, you're good. So she might just need more vitamin D. The other thing is, usually there's an imbalance in the gut health. So with most skin conditions, like psoriasis, there's going to be some imbalance in the digestive health. So things like yeast and fungal issues could be in the gut that need to be cleared out. Probiotics are great for that, but you got to do a really high dose of it. Certain versions are even better than others. And then the other key is omega-3 fats. Now, there's testing that needs to be done because you need to figure out what the levels of omega-3 fats are, omega-6s, omega-9s, and all that needs to be reviewed so it's not blind. Again, no blind nutrition, right? So you need to have that looked at. I would focus more than anything on making sure that all three of those categories are balanced. Because psoriasis doesn't just show up because of some genetic weirdness. Like, the psoriasis shows up whenever you see those kind of symptoms. It's the body telling you it's not getting something that it needs. It's always the case. Like, that's the deal. The psoriasis is one of those that you know, can make a difference that way. So I would look at those three, okay? Keep me posted. And then also, you always want to make sure she's getting plenty of water and rest, because stress can be a trigger for that too. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to ACERx.com. We're here for you each and every day. We encourage you, equip you, and help you live your potential and become the best version of you. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In his decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The House voted Wednesday to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riot at the Capitol. But critics say the speaker is politicizing that event. Lance Pry has more.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, made by Biden himself the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart. And I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NCAA has approved a suspension of the amateurism rules allowing athletes in all three divisions to make money from their endorsements and selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA's board of directors making the decision one day before laws in several states go into effect allowing athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Ace RX. Go to AceRX.com. Here, we're helping you live your potential and become the best version of you. That's what it's all about. So jump online, hang with us. Glad you're here on the show. Listen to our podcast, the AceRX Experience. You can catch it anywhere where podcast is, anywhere on the web. You go there, we are there. The other thing I want to encourage you to is all our social media, AceRX TV. You can jump us there and hang with us, be a part of all that we're doing. But the reality is this. You were designed with a purpose. Did you know that? And the sad thing is that most people can get to the end of their life and never know what their purpose actually was. So there's so much more that you have in you. There's so much more that we have in us. There's so much more there that we haven't tapped into. It's called potential. And on this show, we want to help you live your potential. On this show, we want to help you thrive. On this show, we want to help you really get to the point where you can do amazing and be the best version of you. Childhood stress, they say, can spur weight gain in women. So childhood stress appears to play a significant role in some women's weight gain, a new study shows. Stress during adulthood, they say, does not affect a woman's weight gain as much as childhood. So childhood is a critical time for establishing patterns that affect women's weight over time. A study author, Hu Liu, who's an associate professor of sociology at Michigan State University, said researchers analyzed data from more than 2,200 women and 1,300 men who were interviewed four times over 15 years as part of a national survey called Americans Changing Lives. Childhood stress included family-related issues that occurred up to age 16. They included economic hardship, divorce, having at least one parent with a mental health issue, and never knowing one's father. These are a lot of the major family-related stressors. And adult stress included factors such as job loss, death of a spouse partner, and the challenges associated with parenting and care providing. So women with higher levels of childhood stress gained weight more rapidly with those with less childhood stress, the study found. However, the study only found a link between childhood stress and later weight gain, not exact weight gain right then. It happened later in life. Gender differences in response to stress may explain why neither childhood nor adult stress affected men's weight. So it was more the women that really carried a lot of this, and it affected. The findings showed there was no need to find a way to reduce childhood stress. But, I mean, obviously, if you think about it, I mean, who wants their kids to be under stress? And who wants their own personal drama in a family to cause stress for kids? Like, it's mind-boggling for the whole thing. So you really want to create the best environment you can for your kids, no matter what's going on, and give them the best life that you can give them with the least amount of stress possible and the most amount of love. I think that's the biggest key that we're missing. I think we get so bound up in our lives, in our choices, and our decisions, and everybody's so me-focused. And they forget that really there needs to be such an environment of love in a family, regardless of the drama. And these kids, no matter what age they are, need to be surrounded by that level of love and care so that they feel safe. And that's more than anything. It's not just safety for their physical well-being, but it's safety for their mental and their heart and their emotional well-being. That's a huge piece that I think we miss out on. And when that's challenged in a child's life, then it shakes their entire foundation. So in this, I'm just glad they're talking about it, because really we all need to step up. If you have a family, you need to step up. If you're a parent, you need to step up. You need to do a full analysis and evaluate exactly where your family is, what the details are, and what you can do to make it better. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. Let's get on the phones and go with Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
My main problem is energy level, really, but it's, I guess that's part of the manic depression thing. But let's see. And I also was wondering about, I live about a quarter of a mile from a cell phone tower, and I was wondering what I can do in my diet and supplements to protect myself from any dangers, you know, from that. Because I know it's not good to be real close to those. So,
Yeah, so I think we cut out there, but here's the deal. I'll tell you this. The cell tower issue, you're going to have a hard time with, because there's not a whole lot you can do to shield. Now, there are some different shielding techniques you can get for your home now, and you can go online and check those out. And those they are protective. But from a food standpoint, more than anything, you need to be in a place, and this is important, you need to be in a place where I would get your iodine levels checked. Iodine has been shown to protect against a lot of the radio waves, radioactive type waves to the body. So that can help in a big, big way. Iodine levels, it just depends. It doesn't take a lot, but most people are iodine deficient, especially men. So there's some testing you can have done to see exactly what your iodine levels are, and then build a good solid game plan from there. Because more than anything, your energy levels could be something, because you're sitting there saying, well, yeah, it's my energy and it's probably due to this. Well, yeah, maybe, but it could also be due to a thyroid condition, which is underlying. It could be Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It could be something like an autoimmune condition with thyroid. So, see, there's that that can be going on. There's so many factors of what could be there. So, that gives you a lot of fatigue. If your thyroid's not working right, you could be heavily fatigued and not even know it. Then your pituitary gland, your anterior pituitary, which is the master gland of the body, see, it plays a big role too in this whole process. So it plays a huge role in what's happening with your health and with your body on a regular basis. So you have to look at all these factors to really understand what's happening. Okay? Like that's a big, big deal in this case. Gotta look at that, gotta make sure that you understand it, gotta make sure that that you have all the nutritional pieces in line. That's why getting testing done is important. Our providers, that's what our company, Potential, that's what we do, is they're provider-guided or doctor-guided personalized nutrition. No blind nutrition. You got to know exactly what your deficiencies are, because your greatest weapon in your body is what you give it to be able to eat every single day, and the nutrients that you give it to be able to rebuild good, healthy cells, provide antioxidants, cellular protection, all of that. That's a big, big deal. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go online. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. And again, we're giving away a free book. So in one of the big deals that you got to look at is go to myfreehealthbook.com, and I'm giving you the book. Okay, we've been asking, people have been asking and asking and asking. So it's a hard copy book. We give it to you for free. All you got to do is cover the shipping. Okay, that's all you got to do. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. All right, high soda intake, as we know, not a good thing, right? Especially with all the high fructose corn syrup that's in there. Now, people ask me all the time, this is what drives me a little bit batty. It's just misinformation. People say, I've got off all the soda. I don't drink soda anymore. All right, look. The concept of getting off of soda is great. But if you like the fizzy water is not what's bad for you. It's the high fructose corn syrup, the caramel coloring, the chemicals, the type sweeteners that they choose to use inside the soda. That's what makes it bad. I mean, there's great sodas out there. You could do plain seltzer water, and they are really good. You can do Zevia. Zevia is an amazing company out of California. Basically, it's soda water, which is seltzer water, with stevia, and it tastes amazing. So there's nothing wrong with the soda per se, but it's the chemicals that are in our traditional sodas that we've always called sodas that are what you have to be concerned about. So high soda intake can boost diabetes risk even without obesity. So whether you're slim or obese, if you drink a lot of sugary sodas and other sweetened drinks, even like fruit juices, man, it falls in that category. I know you don't want to hear it, but it does. Until now, health experts have thought that sugary drinks and type 2 diabetes were linked because sugar promotes weight gain and body fat contributes to insulin resistance, which precedes diabetes. But in the new study, removed weight is a factor and still found that every daily serving of sugar-sweetened beverages increases any person's risk of type 2 diabetes by 13% over about 10 years. This was all looked at in the British Medical Journal. Type 2 diabetes disrupts the way your body converts sugar from food into fuel, and it disrupts the whole process. About 29 million Americans right now have diabetes in type 2. And the American Diabetes Association says many are undiagnosed. As a matter of fact, there's a ton that are undiagnosed. I can tell you that. So that much refined sugar consumed at once causes a spike in blood sugar, which over time can increase insulin resistance even in people who are normal weight, said lead author Tamaki Manura at the University of Cambridge School of Clinical Medicine in England. Our body's able to handle it, and the cumulative effects over time are what gets us. Okay? So we have to realize that diabetes is a big deal, and don't do fruit juices, don't do sugary drinks, don't do sugary sodas. It all adds to it. Fructose, which is a fruit sugar, actually can increase diabetes. So you got to limit your fruit intake as well. That can make a big, big deal in this overall process. 888-283-7272. You're listening to ASA RX. We are here to help you live your potential and become the best version of you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Check us out online, acerx.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day, that's what matters. More than anything else, that's what can take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's kick off and go with Will. Hi, Will.
I've had a problem for years with ulcerative colitis. And a doctor once went through, said I had a fructose intolerance. And I guess I got some questions about that and if that's a possibility. But I do know that certain things have done that, have cleared up like that.
Yeah, the deal with fructose, some people just don't handle it well. And then fruit sugar from all fruit is fructose. And then, of course, you got high fructose corn syrup that's in like almost everything we have that's a processed food to make it taste better. And the high fructose corn syrup, I think, is a real detriment because not good for your system. And, of course, with diabetes, as rampant as it is right now, people with diabetes don't handle fructose well at all. So if you have diabetes, you don't need to be eating a lot of fruit. Definitely don't need to be drinking fruit juices. That's not going to help anybody. So a piece of fruit, a couple pieces of fruit maybe a day, but not a ton of it, and not just bowls and bowls of it like people tend to do. But if you have a fructose intolerance, then, yeah, staying away from it is a good idea. And people get really freaked out. They're like, well, aren't you supposed to eat fruit? It's supposed to be healthy and build your immune system and anti-cancer and good for cardiovascular health and all that. Yeah, it is. But the vegetables will do the same thing. It's just people don't like vegetables that much because they don't taste sweet, right? Because we got that sweet taste deal going. So I would encourage you just to focus on the vegetables. Get all your nutrients, your polyphenols, everything out of vegetables that you need. And that's going to be your greatest benefit, is to get it from there. But that's what I would focus in on. More than anything is I would focus on that. So if you have, it's kind of like this. You don't look at life with whatever you're given. Like if your body's not working right or if there's an intolerance, a lot of times if you avoid that food, if you have an intolerance, if you avoid that food for a period of time, say 3 months, 8 to 12 weeks, if you do that, a lot of times the intolerance can go down or minimize or hardly completely go away. So we call it a food sensitivity a lot of times. Intolerance is another word. And sometimes I don't even think that really if there's an allergist being testing or what the condition, that there's a fine line between an intolerance and a sensitivity, really. So sometimes your body can readjust and bring the food back in and you'll be fine. So that can happen many, many times. So I would get that checked out to find out exactly what it is, and then we can go from there. Okay, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't got a copy of the free book, you should. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. So our best-selling book, hardback copy, I'm giving it to you for free as a gift. If you want to get it for a family member, a friend, if you want to read it for yourself, it is the best overall comprehensive health book, I believe, that's there because it takes you from where you are to where you want to be. If you know nothing about health, you could read this. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to make you better, and it's going to give you tools to be able to do what you need to do with your health. And so we give you the book for free. You just cover a little bit of the shipping cost and the handling cost to get it to you, and then everybody's happy, and it's a real blessing to everybody. So I want to encourage you, go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, and that can help you tremendously to get your health where it needs to be, and it'll be a great tool to get you started. That's what this whole thing's about. It's about helping you, about getting to the next level, right? So we want to help you become the best version of you. Avocados are really good for our health. If you didn't know that, but avocados are one of my favorites, really, and you're seeing them pop up everywhere now. I think it's really cool, too. In a lot of the kids' stores, they're making avocados like a little character, right? So it used to be like soda cans and french fries used to be the little stuffed animals or the stuffed characters. And now they're using avocado. Like avocado is kind of cool. And so kids are seeing this, right? They're getting their little stuffed avocado and their little stickers and their T-shirts. And what is it making them want to eat subconsciously? You got it. Avocados. Very cool. So kudos to that, whoever put that whole campaign out. I think that's a really cool thing. So avocados have got a lot of great benefits to them. They help prevent unwanted inflammation in the body. Really good about that. Phytosterols included with beta-sitosterol, especially, which is really good for prostate health, has been proven. It's actually the component that's isolated to help people that have prostate conditions. So other kind of antioxidants, it's got tons of gallate in it, and vitamin C, vitamin E, minerals like manganese, selenium, and zinc. It's loaded up with that. It's got omega-3 fats, too, about 160 milligrams per cup of sliced avocado, and it's got polyoxylated fatty alcohols, too. Arthritis can be helped tremendously by using avocados on a regular basis. So rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, most health conditions or heart health conditions can be impacted in a great way. So there's a lot of what's called carotenoids in there as well. And there's things like alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, beta-cryptoxanthin, and a lot of the zeaxanthin, which is really important for the eye health, vision, and for high levels of antioxidant protection. So optimal absorption of the fat-soluble nutrients, all you got to do is take in the right amount of fats, and avocado gives you that. That's what's cool about it. The avocados are loaded with healthy fats, and so putting it with any of your foods are great. But the carotenoids will be absorbed by like 400% if you eat the avocados in the right way. So it supports cardiovascular health, too. This is something that I really am big on. So people that struggle with any kind of major condition, it supports cardiovascular health. And, again, anytime you can have a food that's loaded with B vitamins, healthy fats, and can stabilize things like triglycerides, support healthy cholesterol levels, and cut down on heart disease in general, I mean, why would you not eat one every single day? Now, the benefits of it are just amazing. So we're always saying avocado a day keeps the doctor away. I think that's more than an apple a day. I think an avocado a day will keep the doctor away. Apples are good too, by the way, but avocados are right there with it. Well, it puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Mr. Fig, Derek Allen, our chief engineer, John Garrison, for being part of the show, making it so great, and the rest of the team. But listen, go tell one person something you learn on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you live your potential and become the best version of you. This is Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.